You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Wasn't that a lovely sermon?
It was a very clever one. I wondered how Alan was going to handle the Thanksgiving theme.
Yes, a lot of people in the village still haven't got that much to be thankful for.
Indeed. Still not in their own homes, poor things.
Count Your Blessings was a very good text to take.
It was a bit more subtle than that.
It was nice he encouraged everyone to go to the harvest supper at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yes. Pat and Tony put a lot of work into it. Well, the whole family. And Mum's been baking.
Yes. Oh, a word to the wise. Steer clear of the pear flans.
Oh,
I hear Christine gave her a hand with those.
Well, I wouldn't worry. I think you'll find Mum is firmly back in charge of her own kitchen.
I wish I'd been able to do more.
You sent your lovely apple pies.
Not as many as usual. I can't find my way round the Lower Loxley kitchen. It's too big.
Well, don't you like that? Oh, I love having a big kitchen.
Your own's different. Jenny, Is there any more news about what's going on at Barrow Farm?
Well, Linda's certainly got people rattled, hasn't she?
Yes, and it's so unnecessary.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. And whatever you think about the setup at Barrow Farm, this incident, it's just bad luck.
Nothing to do with the way they keep the cows.
No, and it's highly irresponsible of Linda to suggest it is.
Perhaps she'll calm down a bit, now she's got calendar girls to think about.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Are you thinking of auditioning, Carol?
I'm afraid my days of bearing my bosoms are long gone. Fun though they were.
Well, you might not have to. You could be Lady Cravenshire.
I only remember it vaguely. Who was she?
Sort of cut-price Lady Bracknell.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. Yes, clearly a role I was born to play. A handbag.
Adam? Hi.
Hi.
You busy?
No, just managed to get this flowing again.
Oh, I always imagined deer sipping from woodland pools like Bambi.
I wish they would. Much less work for me. Any more news?
Yeah, that's why I came. I wanted to share it with someone.
Something definite at last?
It's definite, all right. The first test they did on the dog showed it up. It's type C botulism.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you know.
Well, exactly.
So, what happens now?
More tests, of course.
On the dog?
And on the silage.
So have they got any idea how the dog's carcass got there?
Seems most likely the forage harvester scooped it up with the grass.
And the driver didn't see it?
Yeah, the grass was pretty long, I imagine.
One dead dog and so many dead cows.
Yeah, I know. Another 10 in the last 24 hours.
Well, how many more do you think?
Well, the vets can't say. The deaths so far have been cows that were directly poisoned, apparently. And that's just the first wave.
You mean there's going to be a second wave?
Mm. Seems like it. The organism can also multiply in the cow's stomach, apparently, and produce toxin in a live animal.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. No knowing where that might end.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry. It's just one piece of bad news after another, isn't it?
Well, at least it was some news.
That's a positive way to look at it. I'm not sure I could be so stoical.
Oh, it was the not knowing that got to me. Now I've got some idea of what might happen next, I can get ready to face it.
I still think you're being very brave.
I don't know about that. Not much else I can do.
You can take a night off. Why don't you come out for a pint with me? You free tomorrow night?
More coffee, Jill?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I think I'll just have a top-up.
I ought to be getting back soon. I said I'd give Elizabeth a hand with lunch.
If you can find your way round the kitchen.
Practice makes perfect, doesn't it?
You're still not really settled up there, are you?
Carol, we've talked about this.
It doesn't mean we can't talk about it again.
What's the point? We agreed. It's going to take time.
I know that's what we said.
It's only natural.
I know. But there still doesn't seem to be anywhere you feel quite at home at Lower Loxley.
That's not true. I love being with Elizabeth and the children.
I was talking about the place, not the people. You don't even seem very comfortable in your own room.
There, least of all.
Oh, that was heartfelt.
I'm not a good fit for a stately home.
But surely in your own room, with all your precious things around you...
Yes. Though that might be the problem.
Reminds you too much of Brookfield?
Not exactly.
I know Elizabeth went to a lot of trouble to make sure you could have your room exactly the way you wanted it.
Yes. But I think that's perhaps why... No, it doesn't matter.
Why what? Come on, Jill.
This is going to sound really silly.
I'm sure it won't.
I think Julia doesn't like me being there.
Julia?
It was her room.
She's dead.
I know, I told you it was silly.
I don't know about silly. It's not something I'd expect to hear coming from you.
Well, she did have a very strong personality.
You feel she left it imprinted on the room?
It does sound stupid when you put it like that.
Not to me. There's usually something underlying these feelings, something deeper.
No. It's just Halloween. It's got me spooked, that's all.
It is a very interesting time of year.
And Elizabeth's asked Joe Grundy to do his ghost walks. Oh. That's enough to chill anyone's blood. No, I'll be fine by bonfire night.
Careful, Brian. I want to be able to taste Mum's roast.
Come on, half a glass more won't hurt you.
You'll have time to sabre up. It won't be ready for quite a while yet.
Oh, OK, go on then.
Anyway, I think we could all do with a drink after Charlie's news.
It was a bit of a facer.
Oh, poor Charlie. Such bad luck.
Yeah.
I wonder where the dog came from.
Or the silage. That might be more to the point.
Well, actually, it looks like it might have come from one of our fields, the flooded area.
Really? Oh, well, I suppose the dog could have ended up anywhere.
Absolutely.
Shame it was our farm, though.
It's just one of those things, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it seems it was carried here by the floodwater.
Oh, well, I see.
And then it slowly decomposed in the growing grass.
Yes, thank you, Adam. We get the picture. Don't put me off my roost.
It was a dog that drowned in the floods?
Seems likely.
Well, I imagine quite a few pets disappeared then.
One certainly did.
I'm sorry you've lost me.
A dog who is very special to his owner, who was heartbroken.
You don't mean... Oh, no.
Who?
Well, Scruff.
Linda's dog?
Well, it could be.
We don't know that.
And imagine, Linda's beloved Scruff causing Barrow Farm all this trouble.
Oh, well, certainly not going to make her any fonder of the place.
I think that's what you call an understatement.
Everything all right, Jill? You're looking a little harassed.
I've just been talking to Ben and Josh. They asked me if they could take my apple pies home with them.
Well, that's not really in the spirit of the occasion, is it?
They say there's nothing else to eat there.
Rather a monotonous diet, I'd have thought.
The larder's bare and the fridge is empty.
And all the takeaway shops have shut down.
They're tired of takeaways.
You don't think they might have been exaggerating just a tiny bit?
No, I don't. David, Ruth and Pip are so busy on the farm. They don't have time to run the house, too.
Well, not like you did, certainly. Isn't that what's really bothering you? You think they need you?
Even suppose that's true. What can I do about it?
Talk to them.
I don't want Ruth to feel I'm rushing in like nothing's happened.
Well, and you'll have to bide your time.
So what shall I do about the boys?
Send them food parcels or something.
I could certainly take them out to lunch. It's half term.
Why don't you arrange that, then? I'm sure it would make you feel better.
It would. Thanks, Carol.
My pleasure.
Good evening, Mrs. Tregoran.
Oh, evening, Mr. Thomas. My word. You're a brave man.
Am I? I hear Ambridge Harvest suppers are legendary.
Oh, they are. So, as you can see, everyone is here.
Yeah, that's what I hoped.
Really? I'd have been tempted to keep a low profile.
No, that's not my style. I'd rather face my critics than have them muttering behind my back.
Very admirable. I wish you well with it.
Well, I might need some luck. I'm steeling myself to speak to Linda Snell.
Straight into the lion's den.
Yeah, something like that. I had a bit of a run-in with her last week.
I imagine you did.
I didn't like the way I left things. But losing my temper isn't the way to change her mind.
Well, you may be in luck. She might be in a better mood tonight.
Really? Why?
She's got her director's hat on.
Oh, yes.
She's in charge of the Christmas production, isn't she?
Yes, Calendar Girls. I think she's using tonight as a casting call. The auditions are this week.
Well, if that puts her in a good mood.
It will, if you offer to audition.
Me?
Amateur productions are always short of men.
I still don't think it's very likely she'd want me.
Well, you never know. She's offered me two parts already. You've no idea how desperate directors get.
Are there any male roles in Calendar Girls?
There's the photographer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I suppose there must be.
And you'd get to see the village ladies in all their glory.
Well, I can assure you their honour would be safe with me.
The question is, would yours be safe with them?
Charlie? Oh, I didn't expect to see you here tonight.
Evening, Jennifer.
I was just telling him how brave I think he is.
Yes, and you can't have felt much like coming out after the latest news.
Well, all the more reason.
Oh, dear, have things got worse?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I thought I might as well come and face the music.
Oh, Carol's right, that is brave.
Well, it'll get out soon enough. It always does. I'd rather tell Linda myself.
You're going to talk to Linda?
I told you he was brave.
Charlie, I really don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not? Surely it's better to have things out in the open.
Well, it depends what they are.
Look, I just want to keep her in the picture. I don't want her to think I'm hiding anything from her.
Well, it might be better if you did.
Oh, Jennifer, how can that ever be true?
I can think of occasions, Carol.
Well, I don't think this is one of them. It will just be grist to her mill.
Charlie, you don't understand.
No, the problem is Linda doesn't understand. If I could just convince her the botulism was nothing to do with the way the cattle are kept, just a random dead animal getting into the silage...
Is that what caused it?
Yes, but it wasn't just any dead animal. It was a dead dog.
A dead dog, dead cat, dead ferret, what difference does it make?
A dog that drowned in the floods.
That's the logic.
Yes, a dog that drowned in the floods.
Oh, Jennifer... You think it was Scruff?
Well, it could be. Nobody else lost a dog that we know of.
Oh, naturally, I'm sorry if this dead dog is someone's pet, but compared to my dead cattle...
Not just anyone's. Linda's.
Oh.
Come back to wreak a terrible revenge. Well, it is the week of Halloween. You have to expect the dead to walk, even dogs.
Linda's dog?
Maybe even Linda's familiar. That would figure.
Oh, Carol. Yes, Charlie. Linda's dog. Well, I really think it would be much better for all concerned.
Except the dog.
If that is something that Linda never finds out.
There, that's right, George. You go off and build your den.
Come on.
Ed will come and see it when you've finished.
And let Kira help you.
Now, this is a surprise. I didn't expect to see you here.
Didn't expect to see you.
You know the kids love playing on Grange Farm. And with Caroline and Oliver away.
No cattle to get in their way.
Oh, wait. I still don't understand, though. I thought you were doing the hedges on the estate this morning.
No, I hadn't got the heart. Not this morning.
Oh, OK.
So I can take the kids if you've got stuff you need to be doing with Fallon.
Oh, no, that's all right. So why are you here?
I wanted to think. Seemed like a good place.
Think about what? Looking into how you might replace a cattle?
Well, that's easier said than done. I can't do it, Em.
Are you sure? I mean, not straight away, of course.
No, not ever.
Oh, Ed.
Just being realistic.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, farming for myself, I think that's over.
Oh, don't say that.
Maybe I should never have started it.
You were doing so well. The cattle getting stolen, that was just bad luck.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling myself. But it really doesn't make any difference why it happened. I can't afford to replace them.
But
so.
With the money you're making on the contracting?
No, I did the sums. All goes on repayment for the tractor and the rent and keeping us four fed and clothed.
Well, the estate work?
You know what? I don't get paid for that.
Yeah.
Look, there's nothing for it, Em. I'm going to email Oliver and give him a notice.
What? No, you can't do that.
It's the only way. Then I can really concentrate on my contracting work.
You can't give up Grange Farm again.
Us getting a toehold back here, that was just a dream, Em.
It would break Joe's heart. Your dad's too.
Yeah, I know. I can't see what else to do.
Ed, you can't do anything till you've talked to them about it. You must.
They're making enough noise down there.
Yeah, they're certainly making progress. Kenton and Jolene are really pleased.
Yeah, well, I hope they ain't making too many changes. I still want to recognise the old place.
Oh, cheer up, Dad. Hey, the builders will be at a keeper's cottage by the weekend. Let's drink to that.
See, I missed the round as usual.
Oh, hello, Edward. Nice to see you, lad.
Oh, don't worry, I'll get you one.
No, wait, hang on, Dad. I need a word with you and Grandad.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it go better with a drink inside you?
Well, I might need one afterwards. We all might.
Well, come on, lad, spit it out. You're starting to worry us.
Yeah, all right. With the beef cattle gone and no hope of replacing
them.
Don't
say that.
Well, there isn't. Look, we've got to face facts. And without the cattle, I'm going to tell Oliver that I want to give up the tenancy.
What?
It doesn't have to come to that.
It does. It was a lovely idea, us getting back on Grange Farm, but it's over.
Well, no more Grundys there, not ever.
If there was any other way, I knew how upset you'd be.
Well, it's your decision, Edward. You're the farmer.
Oh, not anymore. Oh, I've let you all down.
No, lad. You have to do what's right for you and Emma and the children.
Look, listen, Ed, would you? You really don't have to do this.
Oh, Dad, I do. If Grandad can accept
it... It's my fault. If I'd made a better job of things...
Oh, I could say the same.
There's no point in anyone blaming themselves. It's just farming, isn't it?
For us. Let me get you that drinky.
Oh, that was hard. He took it much better than I thought he would.
He's got through worse than this. We all have.
Yeah, I know.
And we will again. You haven't said anything to Oliver yet, have you?
No, not yet. I want to get on with it now I've made up my mind.
Well, there's no need to do anything hasty. I might be able to help you out. I'm due a big cheque for the work I did on that flood-damaged pub in Penny Hassett.
Dad, I can't take your money.
Why not? He would buy a few cows.
I should be able to stand on my own feet.
You can, but there's no harm in letting someone give you a hand up.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's a lovely offer.
No, just think about it. A tenancy these days, it's not easy to come by. Them Fairbrothers haven't found one.
No, I'm sorry, Dad. I've been over and over it. There's no way out. This is the end of the road for me.
Look, I know you're stretched. I'm grateful you could spare the time to see me.
Oh, right, that's done. No. So what did you want to talk about?
Like I said when I rang, it's about the Fairbrothers. You know, they've approached me about this share farming idea.
Yeah, Pip told me.
I must say I was a bit surprised. So I just wondered, off the record, what you make of them. You've seen how they're running their geese enterprise.
Well, that seems to be going okay for them.
With a bit of a helping hand from you, I gather, at the beginning?
Well, I didn't do much. Mm. I know Ruth was worried they'd be running to us all the time, and to be fair, that hasn't happened.
So, you think they're a good prospect?
I don't know how I go that far. A large cattle enterprise? Are they really up for that?
They claim to have experience of a number of livestock farms that ran beef cattle.
Well, they've never mentioned it to me. But then, I suppose there's no reason why they should.
But you haven't got the impression they had any great knowledge of cattle?
No, not really. On balance, I'd say they hadn't.
They're certainly very keen. Maybe I'll ask them to submit a business plan. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, good idea. Then you can grill them on it.
Yeah. See if they know as much as they claim to.
Yeah.
Thanks, David. That was helpful.
Good.
So, I heard about your mixer wagon problem.
That hasn't helped. Hopefully we'll be up and running again by the end of the week.
So how are you coping in the meantime?
Self-feeding silage.
It's all you can do, I suppose.
Well, Ruth's worried we'll be losing yields, and, I am too.
Just when the cows are at peak production.
Exactly.
We're feeding concentrates in the parlour as well. That should help.
No one seems to be having much luck at the moment.
Is that enough carrots, do you think?
Maybe a couple more. You know what George is like at the moment.
You should never have told him they'd help him see at night.
I know. Oh, he wants to help Will catch those poachers.
I've told him it'll be no use to Will if the poachers can see his long floppy ears and white fluffy tail.
I'm glad you cheered up a bit.
I'm just amazed at Dad and Grandad.
I'd have thought they'd have a right go at me.
Oh, as if they would.
Grandad was so sweet about it.
Oh, bless him.
And then Dad wanted to hand over his earnings.
Yeah, that was kind.
But I can't take it, Em. They're going to need so much stuff when they move back into Keepers.
Yeah. I know they are. But it was right what Eddie said about the tenancy.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not something to give up lightly.
But...
No, but... You don't have to do this on your own. You're not the only breadwinner in the house now.
Yeah, I know.
Fallon and me are doing so many Halloween tea parties this week. Then it'll be bonfire night. And, well, once we get started on Christmas ones...
I'm so proud of you.
Once the cafe's up and running, I'm going to have a lot of responsibility. It's not just a question of making a few cupcakes. I'll be right in there helping to run it. And it'll all add up.
Yeah, I know. And that's all the more reason I don't want to drag you down.
You could never do that. How many times do I have to tell you we're a partnership? Don't say anything to Oliver. Not yet.
You might have warned me Ambridge had a fully functioning coven.
I wouldn't call Mum a witch. Carol Tregoran, well, the jury's out.
Anyway, I've given up the idea of trying to talk to Linda. Nothing I say is going to convince her or anyone else.
Oh, stop it. You're being paranoid.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's Justin I need to be worrying about. You know he's going to blame me.
That's ridiculous. This kind of freak accident could have happened to any farmer anywhere. That's farming for you. In fact, that's life.
So what do you suggest I do about it, oh wise one?
Look forward. Buy in more heifers. Get the business back on track.
You make it sound so
easy. Oh, look, here he is. Yeah, enjoying his pint without a care in the world, eh?
I'm sorry, Joe, you talking to us?
We're talking to him.
Me? Well, I've got lots of cares in the world.
Yeah, not compared to our Edward.
Not that you'd give a stuff about it.
I do, actually.
Look, we're all very sorry about what happened to Ed, but that doesn't seem any reason to have a go at Charlie. He's lost cows too.
What does he care? His were insured. Big farmers can afford to do that.
If that's what you think, fine.
Yeah, he's not going to lose his job.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Air Edward's going to have to leave Grange Farm, give up the tenancy, give up all his work for.
Yeah, that would be a great pity, but it's hardly Charlie's fault.
Oh, no. Nothing's his fault, is it?
Eddie?
He can bring filthy disease into this religion, still sit there enjoying his pipe.
Okay, that's enough. After all the work he's put Ed's way, the chances he's given him, Charlie's been the victim of bad luck, just like Ed. We're all farmers, isn't that the important thing?
Some farmers are more equal than others.
Yeah, the big one sticks together, eh?
If you haven't got anything sensible to say, I suggest you leave.
Adam.
Oh, don't worry, we're going. Our Edward's put everything he got into his farming. He's worth 10 of you.
Yeah, broke his heart, he says. Not as you care.
Of course I
but
do.
But there'll be a judgment. You mark my words, there'll be a judgment.
Charlie, I'm so sorry. They didn't mean half what they said.
I didn't realise things were this bad.
They're not.
Adam, half the village thinks I've brought the Black Death back here.
Then we'll just have to convince them they're wrong, won't we?
What, just like that?
You know, you should call a village meeting. Or speak at the parish council.
So they can lynch me?
No, so you can tell the full story, how all this happened. And how it could have happened on any kind of farm.
I just don't think I've got the energy.
Well, you don't need to do anything. I'll speak. Brian can chair.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd do that for me?
Of course, any friend would.
Not any friend I've ever had. You are one of a kind, Adam Macy.
More tea, Mum?
I will have half a cup.
I could do with something to wake me up a bit.
You do look tired. Didn't you sleep well?
Not very. It was so windy last night.
It can be a bit like Wuthering Heights up here.
Did it disturb you? You look tired yourself.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Just a bit stressed. It's been a busy day.
Usually is for you.
Plus, Linda's coming to talk about Calendar Girls this evening. I'm hoping it won't take too long. She wants to hold the auditions up here. But I suspect that's not the only thing on her agenda.
It never is.
And I might need to have a word with Joe about his ghost walk this evening. There have been complaints.
Really? Freddie and Lily seem to enjoy the one they went on.
They might be popular with teenagers who have a taste for the Gothic. Some of the people with younger children weren't so keen.
Oh, I see. Well, Joe can get a bit carried away.
I'll say. Apparently, yesterday he went into a whole riff about a ghostly herd of cattle haunting a deserted farm.
What on earth has that got to do with Lower Loxley?
That's what I'd like to know.
I would have thought this place was quite haunted enough without him needing to make anything up.
Yes. Mum, I wonder if you'd do me a favour.
Of course, love, if I can.
Would you mind going tonight?
What, on the ghost walk?
See what you think. Oh, of course, if you've made other plans.
No, I can do that. It'll be rather fun.
So if you could just take over the desk for half an hour, I'd be very grateful. I've got such a lot to do this evening.
Oh, it's only a hot bath that's calling me.
I've got to go up to Lower Loxley to talk to Elizabeth about the arrangements for Calendar Girls.
Oh, couldn't you just ring her?
No, there's something I need to ask her, face to face.
Oh, I see.
Same with Susan.
You're going to see her too? Oh, you are getting out and about.
Well, I think I'd better see her first. She might take some talking round.
Why, doesn't she want to part? So what's Susan's objection? Doesn't want to get a kit off.
That's rather a crude way to put it, Kirsty. It's all going to be most tastefully done.
That's what they all say, Linda.
Kirsty, I wonder, can I interest you in auditioning?
Me?
Yes. We missed you last year, but now you're back in Ambridge.
Maybe. But are there any parts for younger women?
Oh, yes, lots. Celia, for instance. It's a complex role, but I think you could pull it off.
Oh, isn't she the very materialistic one?
Oh, there's so much more to her than that. I'm sure you'd bring out all the nuances.
Oh, I'll think about it.
Oh, please do. I might be quite short of younger women. I was hoping Helen might take part, but she's not sure.
Isn't she?
Do hope I can persuade her. She'd be a wonderful Ruth, but now she's pregnant, I'm sure he...
Helen's pregnant?
Yes. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it was supposed to be a secret, but Rob just couldn't keep the good news to himself. He's so pleased.
Sure he must be. Oh, I'm surprised Helen wants a baby so soon.
Well, I suppose a brother or sister for Henry.
Oh, plenty of time for that, surely. I would have thought she'd have wanted to concentrate on the new business.
Well, maybe Rob talked her round. He's so proud and happy. Quite the devoted father already.
And to this day, the nursemaid's lullaby can still be heard when the moon is full. Ooh. And they do say, anybody who sleeps in the old nurseries and kicks off the covers in the night will find themselves all tucked in nicely in the morning. Lower Loxley is famous throughout Borsetshire for its friendly ghosts. And that concludes this ghost walk for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed it. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And please tell all your friends about it, because I'll be here every day this week. And before you make your way to the orangery, if you'd like to show your appreciation in the usual way... that's very good of you, sir. Much appreciated, madam. Evening, Jill Archer. I'm glad you could join us.
I'm not sure about that, Joe.
Huh?
People have already paid for the tour.
You wouldn't begrudge an old man a bit of loose change, would you? Did you enjoy it?
Some of it.
Ah.
It was very atmospheric in the candlelight. Yeah. But you're not getting a tip out of me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't expect one from the family. I'm glad you liked it, though.
I must say it wasn't quite what I was expecting.
Ah, well, I toned it down a bit. I know young Elizabeth had some concerns.
Have you? I'm glad I didn't hear it before, then.
Oh, this is strictly you certificate, yeah.
I see you dropped the ghostly cows.
Yeah, that was a bit of a one-off.
I'm pleased to hear
it. Well, Ed's cattle being stolen brought the old legend back to me, you see.
Not much to do with Lower Loxley.
Well, I made up for that today.
There were certainly things I'd never heard before. That last one, for example.
Ah, no, I wanted something that would send the kiddies home to sweet dreams. You just fitted the bill, don't you think?
No. I hope no one comes to tuck me in tonight. I'm having enough trouble sleeping as it is.
Oh, really? You picking up on the Lower Loxley spirits, eh? Cold draughts, rattling shutters.
Joe, it was blowing a gale last night. Nothing to do with ghosts.
Oh, you can't never be sure. Very cunning, they are.
The ones you come across certainly seem to be a very talented bunch.
Which was you thinking about in particular?
The chorus girl you claim to have seen, high kicking her way across the minstrels' gallery.
Oh, well, she's new.
Is she?
Oh, I never seen her before. Something must have disturbed her spirit.
Perhaps she just fancied a bit of exercise.
Oh, no. You should see the look on her face. She ain't happy about something.
You saw her face?
Oh, clear as I can see yourn.
Right. Did she remind you of anyone?
Yeah, I know. It's funny you should say that. She did have a look of Nigel Pargeter about her.
Yes, he was very light on his feet, bless him.
And his mum was on the stage, wasn't she? Wasn't she a professional dancer?
I don't know. Julia liked to keep that part of her life very quiet.
Oh, you can't escape your past, not in the afterlife. So you heard strange noises last night, did you?
I told you it was the wind.
You ain't sleeping in Julia Pargeter's old room, are you?
Yes. As a matter of fact. But it's my room now.
You might think that.
I do. Elizabeth had it completely refurbished for me.
There's some things a lick of paint and a pair of new curtains just won't shift.
And now I've heard you're thinking of shooting an actual calendar to raise money for the village hall.
Well, yes. I mean, it's so obvious. I can't imagine why I didn't think of it right from the start.
Oh, well, I can. It's bad enough you're going to ask us to strip on stage.
Oh, please. You make it sound like I'm signing you up for a pole dancing club.
Well, at least that would only be for a few performances. But a calendar? That's going to be hanging in people's homes all over the village.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Hopefully? Oh, I die of shame.
Susan, I'm not asking you to be glamour models. The whole point is that you're not. That's the joke.
Oh, I don't care. It's the principle of the thing. I was brought up to be modest.
Yes, well, I'm sure we all were.
The only person who gets to see me without my top on is Neil. And that doesn't happen very often.
Well, there's no need for you to work yourself into a state about this anyway. Mm. You can do the part I'm thinking of offering you, fully clothed throughout.
Oh, I see. Is it a good part?
Very good. And it'll suit you down to the ground after your comic turn last year.
The review said I'd given the role great depth and subtlety.
As you will, Lady Cravenshire, I'm sure.
Lady Cravenshire? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not sure I remember her.
Oh, you must do. She's the lady of the manor. You'd like to play that, wouldn't you?
Maybe. How old is she?
Oh, mid-60s, I suppose.
Mid-60s? But I'm only just 50. I can't play someone in their mid-60s.
Ooh.
This is delicious. It was a good idea keeping the orangery open late so people can have hot toddies.
Yes. It was Joe's, actually.
One of his more reasonable ones.
I know, it's priceless. As if Julia would come back as a showgirl when she spent her life trying to forget it had ever happened.
Joe said you can't escape the past.
Well, she made a pretty good job of it in this life.
As long as it doesn't bother you. Oh.
I don't mind what he's saying, as long as he doesn't claim to have seen Nigel's ghost. I think I see him sometimes.
Do you?
I'm not exactly see. Catch something in the corner of my eye. Come into a room and it feels like he's just left.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Oh, don't worry, Mum. I find it rather comforting.
I'm sorry I'm late, Elizabeth.
Oh, that's all right. As you see, the orangery's still open.
Oh, well, thank goodness. I've just had a very bruising encounter with Susan Carter. I could do with a nice soothing cup of chamomile tea.
I'll go and get you one.
Oh, Jill, that's so kind, but I really can't expect
it's
you
no
to...
It's no problem. Shan't be long.
Oh, well, thank you.
So what's the matter with Susan?
That's a very good question. I found the perfect part for her, and she rejected it out of hand.
Oh, dear.
Casting. It's always a nightmare.
Well, I'm happy for you to hold the auditions here, if that helps.
That would be wonderful. I was thinking of Thursday, but if that's difficult, with it being half term.
No, no, that's fine. You can have one of the conference rooms. Was there anything else?
Yes, though I'm nervous about suggesting it.
Well, you can ask.
I wondered if you might consider auditioning for a part.
Me?
You used to be quite the star of our productions.
That was a long time ago, before the children, before I had the business to run.
Oh, I know it's asking a lot, Elizabeth, but now Jill's living with you.
Well, I suppose that might make it easier, with the children anyway.
I wouldn't have asked, only I do think you'd be perfect for Annie.
Annie, but isn't she the widow?
Yes. And if you think that's the most crass and tactless suggestion I could make, I'll withdraw it immediately.
I don't know what I think.
It's just that, as I read it, she reminded me so much of you. Your courage, your humour, your determination to make something good come out of a tragedy.
That's very flattering, but...
And I hoped you might find it, well, cathartic. Part of the healing process. Will you at least think about it?
Oh. Oliver. Hiya.
Hi, Ed. Is this about time?
No. No, it's fine. I'm working on the estate, but it's my lunch break.
I've only just heard about the theft of your cattle. I had to ring.
I see.
Ed, I'm so sorry. It must have been devastating for you.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Well, why didn't you let me know?
I didn't want to bother you. Not as if there was anything you could do about it.
Well, there might be. Anyway, of course I'd want to know. They were on my land.
Yeah, I know. I was going to ring. Who told you, anyway?
Ian told Caroline. Mm. Now, are you sure there isn't anything I can do?
No, it's very kind, but they're gone now. That's all there is to it.
But you'll be able to get some more, won't you? With the insurance money?
They weren't insured.
What? Oh, Ed.
Yeah, I know. The premiums are so high. My margins are so tight.
Yeah, of course. I'm not criticising you.
Just didn't have the spare cash.
Maybe I can help. Tide you over with a loan. Interest-free, of course.
No, Oliver. You've done so much for me already. If I can't be a farmer without being constantly bailed out with handouts, there's not much point, is there?
You can't blame yourself for any of this.
Well, it's hard not to. First the dairy herd, now this.
It's just terrible bad luck. Everyone has runs of that. You just have to pick yourself up.
I don't know if I can.
Well, I know that's easy enough for me to say.
I don't see how. Not as a farmer. I should concentrate on the contracting.
Don't give up on Grange Farm. Bad luck can strike any farmer. Look what's just happened to Barrow Farm.
Well, at least they'd be insured.
And you think that makes it okay? You think Charlie isn't feeling as bad as you are? All those animals lost?
Yeah, I suppose he must be.
Dark days, I know. But you'll bounce back. You're a first-class farmer, Ed.
I don't know why you'd say that.
Because it's true. You think I don't know one when I see one after all my years of experience?
I think you're very kind.
Nonsense. I'm a hard-headed businessman. I know a good bet when I see one. Don't you dare give up on yourself, Ed Grundy, or you'll have me to answer to.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Both. Ah, this must have been the most awful shock. Mm. And you just need time to process it.
Yeah, that's what Emma says.
Well, listen to her. The last thing you should do at the moment is make any hasty decisions.
Well, I just want to get everything sorted.
You will, but not yet. Now, promise me you won't do anything silly, or I shall be on the first flight back.
You see? I've been checking.
Well, you really didn't need to. Pip and I have been keeping an eye on it.
I wanted to. The cows are my responsibility.
Yeah, but...
The yields have definitely gone up.
And it's since we've been feeding concentrates in the parlour.
They're not quite back to where they should be, on TMR.
Well, not yet, but give it a few days.
You know what Pip's going to say, don't you?
I've got a pretty good idea.
If we can get decent yields by feeding silage in the yard and concentrates in the parlour...
What was the point in going over to TMR in the first place?
With all the extra work, not to mention the expensive machine.
Quite.
I think she might have a point.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
True. I remember trying to persuade you to do it.
Yeah.
We thought we'd get bigger yields. But now, when you add in the cost of running the mixer wagon...
Plus the hours we spend filling it.
Using that loader.
Mm-hmm.
Another expensive bit of kit.
Maybe it isn't cheaper.
It's certainly a lot more work for everyone.
It still seems like a backward step we've taken there, doesn't it?
Sort of.
I mean, this is the way Dad used to do it. The way we did it when we started. Silage in the yard and concentrates in the parlour.
Nice and simple.
Yeah. So, is Pip coming to take a look at the figures?
Yeah. There's something she needs to look up first, though, for the Fairbrothers. There always seems to be these days.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Adam. Have you, you got a minute?
Sure. You're making a nice job of the hedges.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, I'm not getting paid for it.
What?
Well, it's in lieu of rent, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Look, I'm glad I've run into you. It's about Monday night in the pub.
Oh, that.
Dad told me what happened. How him and Grandad shouted their mouths off.
They did.
Well, you must know that's not what I think.
Oh, don't worry, Ed. I never blamed you. Nor did Charlie.
Oh, that's a relief. Well, they shouldn't have spoken to him like that. You know, after all the chances he's given me.
Yeah, that's what got my goat, really.
Especially when we're in the same boat.
I'm glad you see it like that. Charlie blames himself too.
Well, it's hard not to.
Just because he works for a big organisation doesn't mean he feels any less bad about losing his animals than you do.
That's what Oliver just said to me.
Oliver?
He rang me. He just heard.
Oh, I see. I imagine he was sympathetic.
He was great. It's just what I needed. Told me what was what.
Sympathy can only go so far, I suppose.
To be honest, I was on the point of giving up the tenancy, see?
Well, things aren't that bad, surely.
Well, I thought they were.
Tenancies are like gold dust these days. Ask the Fairbrother boys.
I know, but it's hard to see a way forward.
Did you say anything to Oliver about it?
Well, I was going to, but then after what he said, well, I felt like I'd be letting him down.
I'm sure he wouldn't see it like that. But I'm glad he changed your mind.
He's got such confidence in me. It's almost got me convinced.
Maybe we've all got confidence in you. You changed Charlie's mind. That takes some doing.
Yeah, I suppose it does. I looked at it like that.
You're not still brooding about the yield figures, are you?
No. Pip asked me if I'd take a look through the stuff she's been helping the Fairbrothers with.
Oh, what, their business plan?
I say help. She seems to be writing the whole thing for them.
I thought she was just doing a bit of research.
Take a look.
Mm.
She's assuming Adam and the Fairbrothers will own the cattle between them. Do you think that's right?
Not sure.
Anyway, she thinks they should start with about 150 of their own, steers and heifers.
OK.
She's assuming growth rates of a kilo of live weight a day.
Mm. And there's a gross margin per animal. It seems reasonable.
I think they should have done all this for themselves.
Well, she's certainly been pretty thorough.
At a time when she isn't exactly short of work of her own.
I hope you didn't say that to her.
Well, sort of. She said she was just pointing them in the right direction.
She's certainly done that. And if Adam wants this plan by the end of the week...
That's not exactly her problem, is it?
If she wants to help...
Well, that's not much use to Adam, is it? How's he going to know if they'd be capable of pulling this off, if Pip's written the whole thing?
Well...
I don't want Adam taking them on under false pretences because of her.
Oh, he's got a pretty clear idea of what the Fairbrothers might or might not be capable of.
I hope so.
He's not stupid. He's met people like Toby before.
True.
And, you know, Pip's young. She likes playing around with this kind of stuff.
She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah, well, she's not the only one. You look shattered. Why don't I make us both a nice cup of tea?
Do you think I should take Mum and Phoebe a cuppa?
No, I wouldn't disturb them. They were hard at it when I left.
She's certainly taking this PPE test very seriously.
Well, it is next week. It's quite a formidable subject.
Lucky she's got Mum to take her through it.
Oh, Jenny likes all that kind of stuff.
True.
She's swinging between the sublime and the ridiculous. Helping Phoebe one minute, swatting for the Halloween quiz the next.
Well, we want our team to win.
Yes. Easy to see where Phoebe gets it from.
We don't give up easily.
No. I still can't believe Ed was thinking of giving up his tenancy.
Good thing Oliver talked him out of it.
Oh, generous of him. Hope he doesn't live to regret it.
Oh, Ed'll come good.
Well, I hope you're right. Because those Fairbrothers would have jumped at it. Not that I'm sure they'd have been a much better bet.
I wanted to talk to you about them. You don't rate them, do you?
Well, anyone can sell a few geese. What's your interest in them, anyway?
They approached me with a proposition. They're interested in running a share farm business. You know, I was looking for a partner.
Well, what do they have in mind? More geese?
They want to graze beef cattle on our lays.
What do they know about beef cattle?
That's a very good question. They claim to have some experience. They both seemed genuinely excited about the idea.
But they were.
Rex seemed willing to learn.
Yeah, well, he might be.
And Toby was full of ideas.
But were any of them sensible ones? Adam, I can't believe you're even considering working with that man.
Very early days.
After what happened the night of the treasure hunt, I shan't forget that now, Harry.
Oh, neither shall I, Brian.
Sheep rattle in my swimming pool.
He'll need to prove himself, don't you worry.
So how have you left it?
I've asked them to submit a business plan.
Well, I suggest you read it very carefully.
I intend to.
Very carefully indeed. Shall I put some more water in the pot?
Oh, yeah, go on. Brian, this public meeting about the crisis at Barrow Farm...
On Wednesday. Don't worry, I hadn't forgotten it's in the diary.
I was wondering if you might chair it.
Well, I assumed you'd be doing that.
I'd like to be free to speak.
Fine by me, if you think I'd be perceived as neutral enough.
I don't think that would be a problem.
We do need to make it clear there's no special pleading here. This is an objective discussion of the facts.
Well, I'm sure you'd make that point admirably. Do you think it might be a good idea to have Alistair speak too?
From a vet's point of view.
An objective one. No one can accuse him of being on the Barrow Farm payroll.
Do you really need to do that now?
Well, I don't know when else I can. No way we can cook anything when this is so filthy.
Come on, sit down. Finish drinking your tea.
I'm supposing there was anything to cook.
I wish you'd try and take things a bit more easy.
Well, how can I? There's so much to do on the farm, not to mention the house.
Well, never mind the house.
Well, somebody needs to mind about it. Oh, look what happens.
It doesn't have to be you. Pip and I can get supper tonight.
It isn't just the food. No one's got any clean clothes.
Well, look, the boys are on half term. It wouldn't hurt them to learn how to use a washing machine.
And everywhere's so filthy. I need to mop this floor when I finish this.
You need to sit down and drink your tea. I will mop the floor. Look, I'm getting the mop.
Oh, David, right? There's no need for that.
But there is. We all need to be cleaner and tidier. You know, it's not just your responsibility. You deserve a night off.
Yeah, at the supermarket.
No, night out, I meant. Look, why don't you ring Usha? You haven't seen her since... Well, since we got back from Preda.
No, I don't think I have.
Come on, give her a call now. See if she's free tomorrow.
I can't spare the time.
You can. And if you don't ring her, I will.
You're sure the twins will be all right on their own?
You are joking. That's the last I'll see of them for a couple of hours.
Time for a long catch-up, then. It's my day for them. I'm having lunch with Ruth.
Oh, I'm surprised she could get away from the farm.
I think David twisted her arm. I haven't seen her since we both got back from her mum's funeral. I've been ringing,
but it never seems like a good time for her.
Well, Mum says they're really stretched. Well, they could probably do with her help now.
They must miss her.
I think she's really worried, though she's trying not to let on to me.
You think she wants to move back?
I don't know.
Oh, wouldn't that be a bit weird, though?
Weird? How do you mean?
Well, when Heather never even got there, it might upset Ruth.
I suppose it might.
She must still be feeling pretty bad about the way it all ended.
Oh, it is all you can think about to start with.
Yeah.
Grief's odd, though. I've been thinking a lot about that this week.
Not spooked by Halloween.
No, though Joe has done his best. No, it's Linda.
Oh, still channeling Madame Arcati.
She offered me a part in Calendar Girls. Annie?
Annie? Isn't that the one whose husband dies?
Yes.
Well, that was brave of her. Incredibly tactless.
No, she was very tactful, very gentle. She thought I might find it cathartic.
And do you think you would?
Maybe. Yes, I think I might.
I see.
I've been through so many stages with my grief.
Well, that's only natural.
But not just the ones they tell you about. And getting so angry with David, that was just crazy.
Anger's part of it.
Yeah, but making it all his fault. I can't believe I did that now.
It's not so unusual, looking for someone to blame.
And then trying to get together with Ifty when I just wasn't ready.
You didn't know till you tried.
I should have known my relationship with Roy could only end in complete disaster. I just wanted to feel something.
I can understand that.
Be held again, be loved. I thought that would make the emptiness go away.
But it didn't.
It's never going to. I have to find a way of learning to live with it. Like Annie did.
So you're not auditioning for Lady Cravenshire now?
Linda wants me to try out for Jessie.
That's a much better idea.
And a much better part.
So who's playing Lady Cravenshire?
Linda did offer it to Susan.
Susan?
Yes. Counterintuitive casting, that was her thinking.
I bet that didn't wash with Susan.
Apparently not. She turned her down flat. She was quite insulted.
I'm not surprised.
Linda was. I think she gets lost in her own vision, doesn't she?
That's one way of putting it.
Anyway, I'm very pleased she turned it down because now you can play it.
Me?
Yes, you'd be great with your terrific comic timing, and you can easily pass for 65.
Well, I'm flattered, but I don't really think it's my thing.
Oh, come on, we'd have such fun.
Oh, Carol, here you are. Now, we should be starting the auditions in about another 10 minutes.
Good. You've got time to finish your coffee.
I've got some excellent news for you, Linda. I've found your Lady Cravenshire.
Really? Who?
You're looking at her.
Jill?
Yes, she'd be perfect.
Carol, you're putting Linda in a very embarrassing position. She may not want me.
No. It's a thought. Quite an interesting one.
I knew you'd like it.
Well, don't think about it too much, because I haven't said I'd do it yet, even supposing I was good enough.
Of course you are.
With the right direction. Why don't you come along anyway, Jill?
Yes, you can give me moral support, if nothing else.
I don't think you're going to need that. Are you expecting many people, Linda?
Not as many as I'd like, but that's always the case.
And how about Susan?
No, she's not coming.
Oh, dear, that's a pity.
I know. Heaven knows I tried to convince her. I begged her to consider another part.
There are a lot to choose from.
Exactly. Celia, Ruth, even, if I can't get Helen, but she won't budge.
I wouldn't give up hope quite yet, Linda. She does love being in the Village Productions.
I'm sure she'll come round.
And what about Elizabeth, Jill?
Oh, yes. She asked me to tell you she's sorry, but she's taken the twins into Felpersham for the day.
Oh, it's a pity.
But she's still thinking about it.
Well, that's something, I suppose. Oh, I don't know. One day I'll have my entire cast settled by the end of the first day of auditions and I shall die of shock.
This is a find.
I know. It's one of my favourite places for lunch.
I didn't think we'd get anywhere this quiet in half-term week.
Well, we want to be able to hear ourselves speak, don't we? There might be a bit of a wait for food, though.
Oh, that's fine. I had strict instructions from David not to show me face until at least tea time.
Good.
You need some time to relax properly.
Still feels a bit self-indulgent, though.
Ruth, you look exhausted. It's not going to help anyone if you make yourself ill.
I won't do that. I've just got to keep everything together.
You've got to mourn, too.
I know.
You need to give yourself time to grieve.
But I'm stuck, Usha. Every time I try to think about Mum properly, remember all the good times, all I can see is that awful motorway services.
I know.
She loved me so much. She was so good for me. She did everything for me. And I let her die like that.
There's no point in blaming yourself. It doesn't get you anywhere.
It's better than blaming David.
I see.
Oh, I know it's unfair. Especially now when he's being so good. He's always so good to me.
Well, not quite always.
No. And I get stuck there too. However hard I try. However much I tell myself he did it with the best of intentions. I can't forgive him.
For changing his mind about moving?
For not consulting me. For not thinking what it would mean to me. For not thinking what it would mean to Mum.
Have you talked to him about it?
How can I? Especially now. The mixer wagon's out of action. Lord knows what's happening with the cows. Pip seems completely besotted with those Fairbrothers.
I see the problem.
If we do have this conversation, I don't know where it would take us. We just can't have it now.
Maybe not. But sometime, Ruth.
Oh, yeah, sometime. Sometime when there's food in the fridge and clean clothes in the cupboards and the house isn't a complete tip.
Well, maybe you should at least try to do something about that. Auntie Satya would tell you that once the home is running smoothly, everything else falls into place.
Yeah, she wouldn't like to move in, would she?
Oh, don't joke about it. Give her half a chance.
I wasn't.
It isn't Auntie Satya you need, though, is it? It's Jill.
Of course it is.
You wouldn't mind her moving back?
I burst into tears of joy.
Then why don't you ask her?
How can I? I cleared a room for me Mum.
And it would make you feel weird having Jill there?
No, I hate it being empty. It just reminds me of everything that went wrong. And if Jill could make it her own again, I'd be so happy.
Well, she probably would be too.
You think so? Hmm. I wanted her out so I could move me Mum in. But now that hasn't worked and I want her to run the house so now she can come back. What would that sound like?
It would sound like you needed her. Do you really think she'd say no?
I wouldn't blame her if she did. I can't risk it.
Yes, you can. You've got to find out one way or another. You might be surprised.
And if I think of anything else you might be able to use, I'll let you know.
That was fun.
It is good of you to help Kenton with his quiz.
No, I love quizzes. I enjoy showing off my extensive general knowledge.
You certainly know a lot about Halloween.
I shall make it my specialist subject when I go on Mastermind.
I can't believe it's 2 years since he and Jolene got married. I'm glad they're having a night out.
I wonder what he will get, Jolene.
I'm sure he'll think of something.
Cotton. It's not very inspiring. Sheets, pillowcases.
I don't know what was wrong with a nice blouse.
He wants something more exciting than that.
I expect he does. I just hope Jolene likes it.
Will you be coming to the quiz?
Oh, I don't think so. I've had it with Halloween for this year. Joe's ghost walk just about finished me off.
Why? What did he say? Do tell.
He saw a chorus girl.
At Lower Loxley?
High-kicking across the minstrel's gallery.
Good heavens! What was she doing up there? And why would it upset you? You think it's Julia?
Well, of course I don't really.
Come to warn you to get out of Lower Loxley through the medium of popular dance.
I know it's ridiculous, but you never met her.
Oh, I wish I had. She sounds quite a woman.
She was. And very protective of Lower Loxley.
Naturally. It was her home. It's not Julia who wants you to leave Lower Loxley, Jill. It's you. You want to be back in your own home. You want to move back to Brookfield.
Oh, Carol, yes, of course I do. But suppose Ruth doesn't want me back?
She may think you wouldn't come.
How could she think that?
I don't know.
If
but unless you have a conversation with her, neither of you is going to find out.
Linda, you don't need to do that. I'll get someone to take care of it.
No, I like to leave a room as I found it.
Oh, leave it for now. I want to hear how the auditions went.
Oh, as usual. Promising possibilities for the minor roles.
Well, that's good.
And absolutely no prospects for the leads. I shall be doing my usual trawl round the village, begging and pleading.
There's one part you don't have to worry about.
Is there?
Yes, I would like to play Annie, if the offer's still open.
Of course it is. Oh, that's the best news I've had all day. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you for suggesting it. I think I'm going to get a lot out of it.
I'm sure we all are. That is fantastic.
We'll see.
And hopefully it will encourage others where you lead.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Now, it's imperative we get you the right Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our scenes.
Their relationship is the heart of the play.
It's a fascinating friendship. Didn't you see anyone suitable today?
Alas, no. I'm looking for a particular combination of talents, you see. Down to earth and forthright, almost blunt.
But very funny.
Oh, yes. We're going to need a comic actress. Someone who can bring out the humour and yet not ignore the underlying pathos.
You're making it sound difficult.
And someone who's up to playing against you.
I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Don't be so modest. When word gets round you're playing Annie, people will be queuing up to...
Have you thought of someone?
Yes. I think I have.
Are you sure you don't want any more breakfast? You are eating for two, you know.
Not quite yet. I'll have some toast.
You've got to keep your strength up. We're meeting our baby today.
Oh, I know it's there.
It must be so exciting. I'm very envious. We get a little photo, don't we?
Yes, two, actually.
I can't wait to show it to people.
Just the family, Rob. Enough people know already.
Oh, I'd like everyone to know. You seem a bit subdued, darling.
No, not really.
You don't seem very excited on such a special day.
Of course I am, but naturally I'm a bit anxious.
Anxious?
It's early days. Things can go wrong.
Oh, don't be silly. Nothing's going to go wrong. I better see how Henry's getting on. We need to be making a move to Bridge Farm soon.
So early?
I want to see how the builders are getting on, but you take your time, sweetheart. You don't need to come.
Well, I'd like to see how the builders are getting on, too.
Well, I can tell you. And to be honest, I think Henry wants a bit more daddy time with me.
Does he?
Yeah, we had such fun at the hunt yesterday.
Certainly very excited when you got back. Quite worn out with it.
Well, exactly. We haven't had a chance for an in-depth discussion, and that would be boring for you. You weren't there.
I'd still like to hear about it.
No, no, no. It makes much more sense if Henry and I go to Bridge Farm. You finish your breakfast, get on into Borchester, and we can meet at the clinic.
What am I going to do in Borchester till then?
You could start looking at maternity clothes.
Rob, it's way too early for that.
Soon won't be. You're going to look so beautiful.
That's very sweet of you.
Don't worry about the money. Here you go.
No, that's way too much. We really can't afford it.
Nonsense. Only the best for you, my darling. I can't wait to see you in full bloom.
Helen! Hi.
Kirsty. Hello.
Long time no see.
Yeah. I knew you were back, of course, but...
No, our paths weren't likely to cross.
No.
With me being up at Grey Gables.
Yeah, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I am. Of course, we're busy this week.
Yeah, you must be.
Running out of everything. The health club ordering system had failed a bit.
Well, I'm sure you're sorting that out.
Well, I'm trying. In the meantime, I'm picking up some emergency supplies.
In Underwood's fashion department.
Well, I thought I'd take a quick look at the winter coats. What's your excuse?
Oh, just killing time. It's really good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And I hear congratulations are in order.
Oh, our new shop. Yeah, it's an exciting project.
I meant the baby.
Oh, I just wasn't sure you would have heard.
Only this week. Linda told me.
News gets around.
So that's an exciting project for you too.
Yeah, it is. Of course, it is.
Are you okay, though? You look a bit pale.
Oh, fine, just a bit tired.
I hear Rob's over the moon.
Yeah, he is. Oh, but never mind about us. What about you? There's so much... I don't really know how you've been at all since...
Oh, don't worry about me. I always bounce back. Whatever happens.
It must have been a bit more complicated than that. But if you don't want to talk about it...
Oh, it's not that. It just doesn't seem like a very good place. And I do need to get these supplies, but...
Yeah, I should really be getting on myself.
Oh,
no,
right.
It's the first scan this morning.
Oh, I see. Oh, no, you can't miss that.
I don't want to keep Rob waiting.
No, but maybe later we might meet for coffee, perhaps?
Maybe.
You could tell me how it went, only if you want to.
Well, I'd like that, but I don't really know what Rob's plans are for us.
That's okay. Just give me a ring if you're free.
Now, have you got everything you want, Susan? Coffee, cake, biscuits?
It'll do for now. Thought I might as well make the most of you offering to treat me.
Please do.
Though I'm still not sure what it's all in aid of.
Well, it's a very small apology for my extremely stupid idea.
Me playing Lady Cravenshire?
Yes. I don't know what I was thinking of.
So, you haven't asked me up here to try and change me mind?
Perish the thought. You've made it perfectly clear you want nothing further to do with Calendar Girls.
Yes, that's right.
And I respect that.
Well, good.
The subject is closed. More coffee?
No, I'm all right, thank you. Well, you don't have to feel you can't say anything about it.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to distress you further.
So... How did the auditions go?
Oh, very disappointing.
Were they?
Few minor roles cast, but no one of your calibre turned up.
Oh. Tristram said last year, it is unusual to find someone with my particular combination of theatrical talents.
Indeed it is. In fact, there was only one person who came close.
And who was that?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth auditioned? She hasn't been in a village production for ages.
I know. Imagine how thrilled I am. She's agreed to play Annie.
Annie?
Yes.
Oh, that's very brave of her.
I know. And we'll all have to be very careful of her feelings.
Oh, of course.
Especially whoever plays Chris.
You haven't cast her yet.
Well, it's such a big ask. Super sensitive to Elizabeth's needs, a great comic, emotionally deep. Where am I going to find that combination?
Oh, it is unusual, yes.
If only you hadn't decided you wanted nothing to do with the production, but as it is...
You'd cast me as Chris?
Oh, of course. My search would be over. Elizabeth thinks so too.
You've discussed it?
Oh, yes. It's such a pity. Private rehearsals at Lower Loxley, just the two of you. She would have enjoyed that.
Is that what she said?
Naturally. She doesn't want to invite just anyone to her home.
Oh, of course she doesn't.
What's the point in speculating about what might have been? You've made your position very clear.
Well, I didn't want to play Lady Cravenshire.
And I can only apologise again. It was a very silly idea.
It was. But, well, I'm not one to bear a grudge.
Well, that's very generous of you.
And I do like to do my bit for the village.
You're always so public-spirited.
And if you and Elizabeth think I'd be perfect for Chris...
Born to play her.
Then how can I say no?
Oh, Susan! Oh, my goodness, really?
It would be a challenge, but I'd love to.
That's wonderful. I am so grateful. You have no idea. Although, does this mean... Do I gather you'll have no objection to, well, taking your top off?
What? Oh, that. No, of course not. If it's good enough for Elizabeth Pargeter.
So all the new wall sockets are in, and the plasterers seem hard at it.
That's good news.
Yeah, all the building work should be finished by the start of next week.
Great. And then we can get the shop fitters and decorators in.
Absolutely. It's a pity the builders are a week behind schedule.
Well, that's not their fault.
Yeah, if that electrician hadn't let us down so badly.
Well, a week. We can live with that.
Well, we might not have to. I've arranged to go back to meet the site manager after this, see if he can speed the process up a bit.
Oh, there are a few things I'd like to clarify with him too.
Well, you don't need to come back, darling.
But I want to.
Well, just tell me what you need to know.
I might as well ask him myself.
No. You get on with your shopping.
Honestly, Rob, I'd much rather...
Then you can go home and put your feet up. Pat suggested Henry and I stay for supper.
Has she?
Yeah, we both thought it'd be nice for you to have the house to yourself for once, so you can really relax.
I didn't realise it would look so much like a baby.
Not that much.
I don't know how you could be so matter-of-fact about it. Well, I suppose this isn't a first for you.
No, but it doesn't
mean... You can't feel about it the same way I do. Silly of me to expect it.
Darling, I'm very happy. Of course I am. It's just... Well, I told you I was a bit anxious.
Look at him. He's perfect.
Yes.
I can't wait to see Pat and Tony's face when I show them this. They'll certainly be excited.
When you show them?
Yeah, well, they'll want to see it straight away.
But I want to be there.
Oh, don't be selfish, darling. You showed them Henry's.
Well, no, actually, Dad
didn't want... You carry on with your shopping. I'll sort out the site manager, keep your parents happy, and look after Henry. See? You've got nothing to worry about now.
Grey Gables Country House Hotel. Linda Snell speaking. How may I help?
Don't worry, Linda. It's only me.
Oh, Susan. I didn't expect to hear from you so soon.
I thought you'd like to know. I've rung Elizabeth and told her the good news.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, I didn't want her worrying.
No, how thoughtful of you. I am at work now, though, Susan.
Oh, yes, I know. What time do you get off? I thought I might pop round... There's so much I want to talk to you about.
Is there?
Of course. Oh, I've got so many ideas about how to play Chris.
Hope you don't mind us meeting here.
No, it's a gorgeous day for a walk.
Just needed some fresh air. Oh, and I love it down here.
I know. Isn't it where Rob proposed?
I can't believe you remember that. Yes. I was so happy that day.
Oh, I remember that too. Oh, I'm pleased you rang.
I'm pleased we bumped into each other.
So, how was the scan?
Oh, it was fine. I was quite relieved.
Relieved?
Well, after what happened with Henry, I was a bit worried.
But that was only at the end, wasn't it? You were positively glowing through the pregnancy.
Well, couldn't be that lucky twice.
I suppose this one was bound to be different. Having Rob involved for a start.
Yeah. It is quite a different experience. Would you like to see a scan picture?
Oh, yes, please.
Here you are.
Oh, wow, Helen. Oh, it really is a miracle.
That's what Rob said. He thinks it's a boy.
Oh, I can imagine he'd want a son.
But I thought that Henry... Oh, I suppose it's different.
Well, a daughter would be a new experience for both of you.
Rob doesn't see it like that.
I'm sure he'd come round. He'd spoil a little girl rotten.
He might.
No man would be good enough for her.
He can be... overprotective.
Oh, maybe a son would be safer then. Someone to mould in his own image. And... Helen, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, there must be something.
No, just the relief about the scan and the... Hormones.
Oh, Helen, it's okay. But it can't be just that. You can tell me.
I know I can, Kirsty, and thank you. Well, I'm fine, honestly. Why wouldn't I be? Everything's going to be all right. Isn't it?
Thank you.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.